The murderers on death row today should be executed. Excuse me, what did he just say? My name's Doug McBurney, and I heard Bob Enyart say just that in 1995, and I've been listening ever since. I found out that the death penalty is at the heart of the gospel, and that Christianity and justice need not be mutually exclusive. A video titled God and the Death Penalty is available today at kgov.com. God and the Death Penalty examines God's ideas about justice. You'll learn the New Testament verses affirming the death penalty and understand why God never repealed capital punishment. Find out God's opinion. Order God and the Death Penalty today at kgov.com. That's God and the Death Penalty at kgov.com.
No, it's not, Russ. It's actually a chicken enchilada with green chili. Yeah. Oh, we're on the air? Greetings! Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church and the nation's most effective self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. I am Doug McBurney, a member of Denver Bible Church and host of the Weekly Worldview over at theweeklyworldview.com. And I was just, the second string is in today. It's a full second-string team. We've got second-string talent, yours truly, and we've got the second-string producer, Russ, who was interested in what I was eating here. And in fact, Russ, I want to tell you that my wife, although she is of Asian descent, of Okinawan extraction, I would put her green chili up against anyone like third generation born and raised in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I would put her green chili up against any one of them. And maybe we'll have to have a contest sometime. All right. Doug McBurney here sitting in for Bob Enyart. Bob Enyart is working on the Bangalore torpedo of the personhood campaign, the personhood campaign tracker. We need your help. So send a donation. Go to ColoradoRightToLife.org or give them a call. Lots of exciting things happening, folks. Bob will be back tomorrow, Thursday, the 20th of May. Bob will be back Thursday. He'll be interviewing Otis Klein of the Foundation Advancing Creation Truth. The acronym is FACT. I like that. Anyway, Otis Klein, a well-known, world-renowned creationist, will be interviewed tomorrow right here on Bob Enyart Live. So make a note of it, mark your calendar, and be here, because you will not want to miss Otis Klein. And, boy, you just couldn't get two better creationists together. Well, I suppose you could, but, boy, those are two pretty good creationists. Otis Klein and Bob Enyart in a half hour. It's going to be a powerhouse broadcast. So be sure to tune in. Also, Colorado Right to Life, a number of events are shaping up this weekend. And if you've been involved in the personhood campaign heretofore, we could use your help distributing literature, manning some booths that we're setting up around the state at some major events. So if you can help with that, call Colorado Right to Life. We need you. If you can speak intelligently about personhood and you can hand leaflets out to people, we could use your help. Call Colorado Right to Life. Their number is 303-753-9394. I'll give them a call over there. Tell them you want to help to distribute literature and to speak intelligently about personhood at the various events. And they will be able to give you guidance on where to go and what to wear and all of that. Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394. Remind me, Russ, to give this again at the end of the show. I know that we're second string, but we should be able to pull this thing off. Okay? So just before we go to air today, as Russ is investigating my Tupperware, by the way, this is a chicken, and she does a beef, too, with the pork green chili. I mean, you will literally melt off your chair and slide onto the floor, and someone has to mop you up. That's how good it is. She makes a beef burrito smothered in that green chili. But I digress. Just before we went on the air, Russ, second string producer, and possibly the originator of fat finger syndrome. Russ and I were having fun with buttons and knobs before we went on the air today. And anyway, the term fat finger syndrome came up. And we were having a good time. You know, when the cat's away, the mice will play. And we're having a good time here. Probably more fun than we should be having. But right before I go on the air, Russ asked me if I had heard the latest from the lips of Barack Hussein Obama today as he welcomed Mexican El Presidente Felipe Calderon to the White House. Barry said that, what was it exactly Barry said? He said, in the 21st century, we are a world defined not by our borders, but by our bonds. Is my Barack getting better? It's getting better. It's still, he's such an empty suit. It's really hard to nail down an impression of him. You have to be really vacuous to nail a Barack Obama impression. Anyway, he says, in the 21st century, we're a world defined not by our borders, but by our bonds. That's according to Barry. Now, Barry, I want to direct your attention to the Old Testament scriptures. Let's see here. And there's a number of scriptures that I could use, but I picked this one because it really fit. We're going to take you to the book of Hosea. How much do you want to bet that Barack Obama could not find Hosea in his Bible if you gave him a half an hour? You know, he'd have to remove all the communist leaflets out of there from Sundays past, and he'd be fishing through there. He has no idea where the book of Hosea is. Well, Barry, if you're listening, it's in the Old Testament, and that's the only clue I'm going to give you. The book of Hosea in the 5th chapter and the 10th verse, that's right. Warning, 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 Will Robinson, there are Bible verses up ahead for those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity. We know here at Bob and Yart Live that you would like to censor anyone who would ever dare even consider quoting a Bible verse in public. So this notice gives you, this warning, I should say, this warning gives you fair notice that raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered. So prick up your ears, Barry, from the book of Hosea, the 5th chapter and the 10th verse. The prophet says, "The princes are like those who remove a landmark. I will pour out my wrath on them like water." So that's God's opinion of our borders. The borders that he has established. You know, God has established the borders of the nation. He respects the borders of the nations. Whether you do or not, Barry, or whether your communist pastor does or not. So just watch yourself. And to boot, he's the president of the United States. Not only is he theologically incorrect, but he's politically incorrect. I mean, politically incorrect in the proper sense, if that makes any sense, and it may not. And that may mean it's time to move on to another story. Okay, so let's do that. We'll move on. I'm going to close the video link here to Barry and Felipe Calderon. And we'll move on. Let's see, do I want to start with beer, DNA, Noah's Ark, 26 years to life, Ellen DeGeneres? Boy, do I want to open with Ellen DeGeneres? No, I don't think she rates. I don't think she's worthy of being the opening news segment. Oh, I guess I already did Barry. That's okay. We'll slide her. Listen to this, folks. Here's what's going on in Washington, D.C. If I'm not mistaken, a House of Representatives representative makes in excess of $120,000 a year. And typically, someone who makes in excess of $120,000 a year, I mean, they have to be pretty productive people, at least in the companies I've worked with. But here's what they're doing up there. According to Politico today, while most of Washington was focused on Tuesday's election results, and with our national debt spiraling up toward $13 trillion, with trillions more in unfunded obligations, with a crime epidemic threatening life and liberty in every major city, a system of laws that encourages the strong, rich, and white to dehumanize and even murder the weak, poor, and brown, and with respect for politicians at an all-time low, the House of Representatives today passed a resolution about beer. That's right. House Resolution 1297 was sponsored by Representative Betsy Markey.
Betsy Markey.
She's from Colorado, isn't she? How embarrassing is this? Anyway, they passed a resolution that they say that supports the goals and ideals of American Craft Beer Week. So the whole world is aflame and crumbling around us. Western civilization is circling the drain, and Betsy Markey, getting paid in excess of $120,000 a year, is passing a resolution to support the idea of Craft Beer Week. And what does Betsy have to say? She told Politico, oh, by the way, the first paragraph, that wasn't actually Politico. I actually wrote that. Because Politico would never mention that our nation operates a system of laws that encourage the strong, rich, and white to dehumanize and even murder the weak, poor, and brown. They would never write that. No, that wasn't Politico. That was my own editorial comment. But what does Betsy have to say about her hard work and productivity there in Washington, D.C.? She says, we've got quite a number of microbreweries and entrepreneurs that are creating jobs, and we wanted to celebrate that this is a craft that creates jobs. We wanted to celebrate entrepreneurship and good beer. Betsy, if you want to promote entrepreneurship, well, how about lowering some of the confiscatory taxes that you and your Democrats, well, and Republicans, have foisted upon the population? I mean, there's probably a lot of people out there who would like to open a microbrew, but they're terrified of the regulation and the taxes and the risks involved in hiring people. And so you've scared an awful lot of brewers into the basement, and they're not marketing their fine craft beers. So according to Politico, they say the real question is, why would anyone vote against this? To which Betsy Markey says, it does seem like a no-brainer to vote for craft beer and all that. Anyway, so that's what Betsy's up to. Is it Betsy or Betty? Betsy. Well, I mean, we should just look out for her next resolution. I have no doubt that it will celebrate each of the ingredients in the cocktail of psychotropic prescription medications that gets Betsy through every day and then helps her sleep at night. It'll be resolution after resolution after resolution after resolution. Okay. And that's just my opinion. I don't have any access to Betsy's health records. It's just an observation that I make based upon the facts as they present themselves. Okay. So that's what you're getting your money's worth, Colorado, with Betsy Markey. Congratulations. All right, now let's move on to Ellen DeGeneres. But before I do that, I think I'm going to have another bite of this chicken enchilada with green chili. You can't take just one bite. Impossible. All right. From CNSNews.com, American Idol judge Ellen DeGeneres picked a love song written to be sung by a man to a woman for contestant Crystal Bowersox, who is a woman. And Ellen asked her to perform this song on the show's semifinal program on Tuesday night. Now, does anyone here watch American Idol? Russ, are you a big fan of American Idol? No? You haven't watched? All right. Well, apparently, it airs on Tuesday night. I have no clue. And apparently, Ellen DeGeneres has somehow landed a job, although it makes sense that the name of the show is American Idol. So, an aspiring young singer, Crystal Bowersox, in the semifinal round, is asked to sing a song called Maybe I'm Amazed, which was written by Paul McCartney and dedicated to his wife, Linda, who is a woman. Well, she's passed away, but she was a woman. She is a woman. So the song includes the repeated lyric, Baby, I'm a Man. Now, are you all familiar with this Paul McCartney favorite? I know. I never was into Wings either. I thought it really all went downhill sometime before Sgt. Pepper's. I mean, they lost me. But if you're familiar with Wings and the song, Maybe I'm Amazed,
There's the repeated lyric, "Baby, I'm a man. Baby, I'm a man. Baby, I'm a man. I don't really understand." And the piano goes ding, 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 ding. All right. So we're all in the mood now. You remember the song? So here's Ellen DeGeneres asking a woman to sing a song where she says, "Baby, I'm a man. I'm a lonely man in the midst of something that I really don't understand." And so one of the other judges, a gentleman named Ryan Seacrest, he asked Ellen, he on the broadcast apparently, he said, "All right, Ellen, so why did you pick this song for Crystal to sing?" At which point Ellen said, "Because I'm a degenerate, deviant, lesbian, freak, and I want to bring everyone else down to my level." That's not what she said. Ellen didn't actually say that. What Ellen said was, well, she said, "I love the song. I think the song's amazing. I think she's amazing. I just wanted her to surprise people. I thought, let's show some range." So can you imagine what an uncomfortable position an aspiring young singer, by the way, this singer, Crystal Bowersox, she's a woman. And, you know, from all... she has a child, so we assume that she's not a deviant pervert, at least in that respect. And here you are, an aspiring young singer. This is your big break. This is your chance to have a career in show business, to do what you've always loved. And this deviant pervert, dyke, makes you sing a song that... well, basically implies that you're some kind of deviant pervert yourself. And so Crystal Bowersox, I don't know anything about this woman, but I'm sure that she had no opportunity to ask Ellen to please pick another song, or would you allow me to change the lyrics to, you know, sometimes they do that. Change the lyrics so that it's not, well, so gross and uncomfortable. Anyway, if that's what it takes to make it in rock and roll, I'm glad I never became a rock star. And I aspired to be a rock star back in the early 90s. I was the lead singer of a rock and roll band that never, well, we never got out of the garage. And it wasn't that I was pressured by leftists or liberals to do things that I didn't want to do. In my case, it's just that I wasn't that talented. Just wasn't that good, you know. But this young lady, Crystal Bowersox, I suppose if she's in the semifinal round of American Idol, she probably is significantly more talented than myself, circa 1990. And now she's been pressured to do something just creepy and disgusting. All right. I haven't even given the number. How could we possibly have a call? The number to call if you want to be on the broadcast is 1-800-8-369-278. That's right. You can call. You can be on the broadcast. But please bring something. The number to call is 1-800-8-369-278. Let's go to line 11, Action Jackson in Denver. Speak your mind.
Doug, I want to tell you that I lost you there for about 5 minutes because of these hailstorms here in Denver.
Oh, wow.
I had to listen to Sean Hannity for 5 minutes, and that was painful.
Ouch.
Thank God you're back on the air. You're back.
Oh, man.
And I almost drove off the road hearing that rendition of, can you sing that one more time, that Paul McCartney thing? Because that you actually sounded like Paul McCartney there for a while.
Is that right, mate? Well, you know, me and Paul go way back. Liverpool days. Baby, I'm a man. Baby, I'm the only man. I don't got it.
I don't really understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand how the rock and roll career didn't work out for you. That is solid.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well. Hey, by the way, speaking of Sean Hannity, Action, I was driving into the studio today and I heard Rush Limbaugh, one of the bumpers into his broadcast says, "Rush Limbaugh, after they made him, they broke the mold." And I thought to myself, well, not before they stamped out Sean Hannity and Hugh Hewitt. And can we name some others? Laura Ingraham. How many others did they get out of that mold before they broke it?
All of them.
All of them. I call them the Limbots.
And do you know that what you will never hear on any of their shows?
Enlighten me, my brother.
There's three things that you will never hear any of those people talking about. Now, Hannity was interviewing Jane Brewer, who, God bless her. Here's the thing about Jane Brewer, by the way.
That's the governor of Arizona.
Yes.
Okay.
Now I want to know your opinion, Doug. But I mean, Janie Brewer, she talks about, you know, enforcing, you know, federal immigration laws that the federal government hasn't enforced, and God bless her.
Yeah.
How about governors now just enforcing the inalienable right to life that the federal government has been violating?
Wow.
And allowing to be violated for the past 30 years. That should be the next step.
Yeah,
for Janie Brewer.
Yeah, perfect segue, right?
Perfect segue. Okay, Janie, you've signed legislation barring the Mexicans from coming in our country illegally. God love you. Should have been done a long time ago. Now, how about if you sign legislation stopping the murder of babies?
Wow.
What do you say?
Well, you know what I say? I don't think that any governor, any sitting governor right now, has the political courage to do it, but I'm hoping that in one or more states here in the not too distant future, that the electorate will give their politician the grounds upon which to make that natural segue.
Well, look, the bottom line is that I hate to say it, but any governor, any sitting governor that is not enforcing the inalienable right to life is in violation of their oath. I don't think they need the backing of the public. I mean, I understand that.
Well, no, and I agree. They don't need it.
It just takes one governor. And by the way, you can write me in for governor. If any of your listeners want to write me in, Action Jackson from Denver.
Action Jackson for governor.
I will do that. I will, as my first official act as governor of Colorado, shut down every abortion clinic in this state.
That would send shockwaves through the political fabric of the nation. And you know what would be amazing would be to see how the other side responds. How would they respond? They'd be apoplectic. Do they really want to come off as so bloodthirsty that they'd be willing to confront a sitting governor over the fact that he wants to stop killing babies?
You know what? This needs to happen. There needs to be a conflict. There needs to be somebody who claims to be pro-life in a position in government.
Amen.
To say, okay, I claim to be pro-life. Well, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually issue an executive order to close down all of these abortion clinics. They're operating illegally. Well, what do you mean illegally? Roe versus Wade is the law of the land. No, it's not. It's a toothless, unconstitutional court opinion.
That's right.
And the law of the land is enshrined in the Declaration, which is part of the organic law, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Every human being in this country is guaranteed that right, right?
Amen, I thought so.
The 15th and 14th Amendment are being violated every time. But all in getting back to your question, Doug, about Hannity and Limbaugh and Laura Ingraham and all these so-called conservatives, they want to talk about illegal immigration and how Obama is, you know, his economic policies are destroying our country. No, what's really destroying our country is the fact that Christians have for almost 35 years abnegated their duty to stand up for human life.
Ouch.
And I don't mean, you know, going and signing petitions and trying to pass regulatory laws saying, well, if you go through these steps, then you can kill the baby.
Yeah.
And if you get a permission slip from your parents, then you can do it. Or if you pull the baby out just this far, then you can kill him. I'm talking about actually ending abortion, ending the silent genocide. Everything else is a waste of time that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all of them talk about. It's a waste of time until we deal with the number one moral and social issue of our day. And God, I hate talking about it so much.
I know. I'm kind of sick of it myself, but it is the biggest issue, at least in God's economy. The shedding of innocent blood is tops on a list of things that he hates. And
well, I'm hoping, Doug, that with all of the great work that Bob Enyart is doing right now and the folks at Colorado Right to Life that you mentioned earlier, that this is going to be the wake-up call. And I have a feeling that this is the time that Colorado can make history similar to, I mean, you're talking about ending slavery.
Yeah.
You're talking about what William Wilberforce did in England and ending slavery. I think that we in Colorado can make a statement to the entire world. And it can start here in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado, because if personhood is passed and the abortion clinics are shut down, I believe that it will start a tidal wave around the country. It will embolden and encourage voters and pro-lifers and pro-life legislators to do what Colorado is going to do in November, and that is to enshrine into law, although it's already enshrined, it just needs to be enforced, but to further enshrine the protection of the God-given right to life. And because if we don't deal with that issue, things are going to get worse. We want God to bless our country. We have to stop killing babies.
Amen, brother. Preach. Can I get an amen? From your lips to God's ears, brother.
I need some more cowbells. Can you give me some more cowbells?
Hey, Action, God bless you. Thanks for your call. I'm gonna put out the call, brother, because we got events going on this Friday and Saturday. Colorado Right to Life is organizing some events. If you want to find out how you can help, call Colorado Right to Life right now. Write their phone number down. If you're in your car, pull over and write their phone number down. Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394. If you can't write the number down, just remember ColoradoRightToLife.org. Go to their website. You can contact them there. Give them a call and find out how you can help in some critical, once in an election cycle opportunities that the personhood advocates will have this Friday and Saturday. Colorado Right to Life can plug you in. If you can speak intelligently, like Action Jackson there, and if you can hand out leaflets and flyers to educate the ignorant, unwashed masses, the electorate, please call Colorado Right to Life and let them plug you in. Personhood needs your help. God needs you. God needs your hands and your feet and your lips this Friday and Saturday to go out and be a witness for what Action Jackson rightfully referred to as the God-given right to life of all persons. Right here in the great state of Colorado, let's let it start here. Let's wake up the church. Let's wake up the dormant conservative party. Let's fire up the silent majority again to stop the dehumanization and murder of an entire class of citizens. All right, I don't have time for another story, right? It would have to be something really short. I don't really have anything. Anyway, tune in tomorrow. Bob Enyart will be interviewing Otis Klein of the Foundation Advancing Creation Truth. I mean, Google that up. That is some cool stuff. This is going to be fantastic. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock on AM 670, the 50,000-watt Christian blowtorch on the Rocky Mountains. Bob Enyart and Otis Klein will be talking about origins. They will be talking about evidence. They will not be talking about pseudo-religion. They will not be talking about superstition. They'll be talking about science and hard evidence, because that's how creationists roll, is with evidence and science, not superstition and pseudoscience, like the fellows, at any university USA. So tune in tomorrow. Bob will be back. I'm Doug McBurney. I'll be back with you sometime next week. Until then, go to kgov.com, our website. Make a donation to keep Bob on the air, kgov.com. And Maranatha Christian Center, 72nd and Oak in Arvada. Maranatha, what a great Christian school.
Have you heard of the Plot Manuscript? It's 330 pages, an overview of the entire Bible. People who have read it have said it's helped them understand and enjoy the Word of God. Hi, this is Bob Enyart. I wrote the Plot years ago. We sell it at a money-back guarantee, $49.95 plus shipping and handling. And if you don't feel that you really understand the Bible now, we want to give you your money back. So go online to order it at kgov.com, or call us at 800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278.